This is an open letter to Stacy McGee. Dear Stacy, I don't know if it's okay for you to play with people's emotions. You've sucked us in all season, and now you left us. It was like a love and take, a love and take. I don't get it, but stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I mean, this is so appropriate right now. Y'all.
Not your hero, season one, episode 10.
No.
Not your hero.
At all.
No. Not your hero, Stacy.
Everyone's trying to be a hero.
I mean, can we just take a moment and, like, absorb this? Because it's all the emotions I have right now. And all of them.
For those who are listening to us, I'm taking a sip of my wine because it's well needed.
Because you need it.
Episode.
After this finale. And you know what? They warned us it was an event.
They
right?
did.
And you know what? Y'all showed up.
It was
an event. Ooh, it was an event.
Season finale.
Guys, Linda Antwi here. Welcome to the Station 19 After Buzz After Show. The season finale of Station 19. And see? That's it. That's it.
Oh my gosh. Nakia. Okay, so y'all, so much happened.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Sarah. I'm still recovering, y'all. Sarah Lyons, thank you so much for watching.
Hey guys, I'm Nakia Monet, and I'm really upset, and I'm sad.
Yeah, we're not in our right mind, so if we seem a little frazzled, not quite on it, is because we are frazzled from watching. We watched it together, and we're all just sitting here like, yes, this Mariah Carey song, it's the song.
It's well needed.
Very appropriate.
We had a feeling, though, because last week we knew, but we didn't know.
I mean, honestly, every episode, it's something pulling on the heartstrings.
I say that every week as well. I say, you know what? How can I prepare to watch the show? And I can never prepare enough to watch the show.
For those listening and watching us, I would love to just know how other people felt about this. Like, were your feelings hurt? Were you heartbroken? Because the three of us were watching this, and when the show went off, we literally just jumped up and was like, wait, that's it?
No.
Yeah.
I was like, it can't be. Oh, is it over? Because right. I have many questions, mm-hmm. and I kind of feel like I was loved and left. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, ghosted.
Yeah. Oh, yes, man.
100%. Like, I have so many questions. Wait, I need some closure. Hold on.
Right. What? No closure whatsoever. So let's just dive into it.
Let's dive in.
Let's talk about Dearborn and Maya. That was shocking to me.
Oh my gosh. That was so random. Yeah, Dearborn's kind of annoying to me.
Mm-hmm.
She is. I feel like she's always just, like,
extra.
Has this extra, yes. Always competitive. Just, like, you're doing the most. Calm down.
Yeah.
The absolute most. But when Maya said she had no idea, I'm like, you knew, Maya. You knew that's the Dearborn that Andy was talking about.
Right.
But as we can see, Maya's going through her own things right now. She thinks she can be lieutenant, which I think she can. She might be death in one ear. But I'm like, really?
We talked about Dearborn? It last week a little bit, that whole frenemy thing that's starting to happen. Yeah. We're starting to see little pieces of.
Mm-hmm.
So, the competitive side jumping out. Yeah, absolutely. I think there was a little bit of that there. I can't picture them together, so I'm wondering as we move into the next season what that's going to look like.
She did say it was like a one night stand.
Yeah,
thing. She's like,
yeah,
okay, but Wednesday, then
they had,
bye.
But then they had like that lovey dovey, and her eyes, you know, rolled to the back of her head.
Yeah, they remind me of like the same person, and that's why I can't see them together.
Because
they're both strong, they're both aggressive women, which is nothing wrong
with
that.
Yeah, but Dearborn is reckless as well.
She's so reckless.
And I find Maya much more like. Contained.
Yeah. She can do better. She can find another girl out there. Not Dearborn.
And then we see Andy just crashing on the couch, and she's basically trying to dictate. I was like, first of all, you're crashing on my couch?
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're not telling me who I bring home, when I bring them home, and all of that, even though it's messed up that I chose Dearborn, right?
But it's still my house.
It's still my house.
You're on my couch.
I'm letting you stay here because you're avoiding your own issues.
Exactly.
As always.
Okay, preach.
Speak on it, Sarah. As always.
Right. And then we see Grant and Montgomery.
Aww. They're so cute. Really? I love Grant, y'all.
I love Grant, too.
And I think he's so perfect for Montgomery.
I've said it since the beginning.
What I respect about Grant, Grant was so forward with him and was like, look, I don't have time for games. And right. I love something like that because I'm the same way. I'd rather you just tell me what it is or I'm going to ask you what it is. Exactly. He's like, look, either we're going to do this or we're not. Yeah. I do not have time for the games.
Yeah.
I already told you.
How I think
that shook Montgomery a little bit like, oh, I don't think no man has ever spoken to him like that. So I like that. Like,
and I also think that he cared, which he probably didn't realize how much he cared. Because when he got all weird that, you know, they were making plans with Vic and Andy, and his face was like... Oh. I was like, dude, last week you were just like, I'm all in, full steam ahead. What's
the problem?
It scares him because he knows what this is going to turn into. And I think he's scared of the new aspect of love because he still is missing his ex.
Right.
So I think he's like, whoa, he's hanging out with my friends. This is real.
Like he wasn't ready.
He wants it, but I don't think he's ready. It's still scary for
him. It's scary for him because he's been holding on to his grief for so long.
Yeah, he doesn't want to maybe not get too attached for that to be taken away again, you know?
And then we get into Ben and Bailey, which I think those two are adorable, right?
So, Bailey.
You know, one of the predictions I had was that, you know, they're going to quite make it this season, but...
Same.
But they seem to be on a great track, and I loved how they surprised him for his 50 fires.
Yeah.
What were you guys' thoughts on that?
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I thought that was so sweet and well-deserved, and I just love Ben as, like, an eternal optimist. Like, he's just so excited.
And, like, he has, like, a happy spirit.
Yeah. He brings good vibes to the station.
Always, right?
Good vibes,
and I wanted that spread. I'm like, wait, can we have that spread here? Food?
Oh, my God. I'm like, y'all are eating all this food.
Right. But I love it, and I love that he's now not the rookie anymore, and they trust him, and they love him, and they know him, and we just love Ben. Like, and I think that's why Ben was put in the situation he was put in at the end, and I know we'll talk about it because of who he is and his personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's not go there. Oof, see, she just gave me a flash.
PTSD, girl,
yeah,
I know.
For real.
Triggered.
Like, wait, what? I'm not ready. In happy mode.
Ben is happy. Think Ben thoughts.
Yes, Ben thoughts. What I didn't know about fires, again, in this situation, too, is that not only do they have to complete X amount of hours, but they have to take a driving test.
Wow.
Right, so remember when they said he passed the driving?
Yeah,
for the aid truck.
And I guess that makes sense. People aren't just out here driving fire trucks and ambulances. Like,
and you got to handle those things, especially like in traffic.
Oh my god!
Like, you have to control the fire truck. Cars are coming. Mm-hmm. Weird, funny, random story. I remember I was like in eighth grade, and I was super sad and depressed about something. So I had my headphones in my ear. I'm literally crossing the street, and I hear nothing. I look up, and there is a fire truck full of firefighters yelling at me to get out of the street because I was taking too long to cross the street.
Girl.
Because they had to fight a fire.
Was there no siren?
I had headphones in my ear, and I was so sad. I looked down. They literally wanted to beat me up. So I understand their pain and learning how to drive because they're literally like, hello, little girl, get out of the street.
Out of the street.
Well, because, you know, every second counts.
It
every
does.
Second, right?
Counts.
Every second counts,
and
as we saw.
Yeah, Station 19, they said, had one of the fastest response times. So
they sure
on
did.
It. They on it.
And I just thought it was super cute that when Vic cracked Ben's code just to know like when he passed.
Oh,
and
my God.
His password, hot Miranda.
Love since Miranda, but I'm not gonna lie. I would love to see season two of them still kind of play along with that whole Vic and
me too.
Ben thing, which I think they still might.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Mm. We love a drama, Sarah.
Don't give us side eye, Sarah.
Side eye.
We love a mess.
I love Miranda. I am the first to tell you I love Miranda, but you know, it plays into the show for sure.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And then we see Andy and Pruitt. And she just really can't forgive her father for not backing her up and not backing the station up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right? Not even, like, not me, but not Jack as well. Like, you really want someone brand new to come in here?
Which is what she
said. But daddy knows doggone well, if he would have supported Jack and not her, she still would have had a fit about it because that's her father. So I think he thought he was safe by saying none of them.
No.
Because if he picked Jack, Andy would have been upset. Maya would have been upset.
Well, she's upset regardless.
Yeah, but I think he thought, instead of me playing like the nepotism, instead of me doing this, let me just, even though I think Jack probably deserves it more, I'm just going to say none of them. Especially after he found out that they were messing around with each other, I think he thought, as an older dad, like, okay, let me protect them.
Right.
But it wasn't the right thing to do.
Not at all.
I just think he thought it was.
Mm-hmm. I don't buy it. Don't buy it at all. I think there's some other agenda going on here.
Exactly.
And I agree with Andy saying, like, you need to believe in your station. You need to believe in your people because you were the leader. So if you did your job and you think that we are as good as you trained us to be, then you should have faith in your station and in your people.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I think.
You have someone like outsider come in, you don't know who they were trained by. Some random.
How is that better?
I know. Thank that's you. Tough.
How is that better?
Thank you.
That's tough.
Girl, I feel the same way.
Imagine Dearborn. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. So how is it better? You know all these people. They're your people. You yeah. train them. So yeah. how is it better to bring some random in?
It's tough.
Just saying. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm not for it. And I feel like he has ulterior motives.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
we'll see. Mm. Okay. We're going to get into this first emergency at the skyscraper.
Yes.
But first, let's talk a little bit more about Maria.
Sure. Someone who we love. You guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, we have the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes, which means tomorrow, y'all. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. And I feel like some of these firefighters can use it. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And we love free, guys.
Yes.
Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was the Station 19 crew that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Yes.
Yes. It's dope. It's a really good podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
And it comes out tomorrow, y'all. So if y'all want to debrief from this sad,
for real,
sad I'll season finale, just I'll listen to Maria's tonight. Podcast.
Exactly. Seriously. Inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a skyscraper fire. 0% contained. The roof can't be vented because it's a skyscraper, mm-hmm. so it's a different type of thing. So they have to do an internal containment and really be safe. But what we find out is that they're not called right away. So they're all antsy, which I mm-hmm. thought was an interesting dynamic. Yeah. Like, get me in there, get me in
exactly.
there. It's like, you know, when you're like whatever sports player.
Put
and
me
you,
in, coach.
You know, put me in, coach. I'm ready. Don't yeah. bench me. Yeah, that's like, the vibe
you
I got.
See the action. She's like, okay, come on. And they're supposed to be one of the best stations. Like,
yeah. Right, so why are they called? I don't know how it works.
Right.
But why are they called last?
Well, Molly did say that they were far out of, like, they, I guess maybe they were furthest away from it. So you guys are far out of our district.
Like, yes. But it is interesting to see firefighters excited to, like, fight or fire.
Yeah.
Even though they know how scary it is, they're like, yo, why aren't they calling us yet? So I think that's pretty, I would love to talk to a firefighter, and like a real one, and see, like, how it is. And
yeah.
Are they that excited when it's time for, like, a fire?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. And so we first see Miller and Jack together, and you can see that Jack really wants to, not Jack, Miller really wants to talk to Jack
mm-hmm.
during the fire.
Right.
Wrong
time, wrong place.
Well, he's been trying all day, though.
Was he really trying?
No, he wasn't.
All he had to do was say it.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
I'm like, maybe before y'all got to work, pull him aside, like, bro, I really need to speak to you.
Dude,
send him a text. Say, I need to talk.
We need to, everyone loves those texts. We need to talk.
Yeah.
We need to talk. Stay with me outside for 2 seconds.
Yeah. Poor Miller. He's trying to, you know, their friendship hasn't been the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're my guy.
Yeah.
You're
and he feels like, terrible, you know, rightfully so.
Rightfully
so.
Right.
He almost killed them, as is what Jack said. Like, I almost died in that fire.
For you playing around. But I do love that he was honest.
Yeah.
And he was able to let him know, like, you know what, yo, I did that. It's all my fault. My bad. So mm-hmm. I wonder, like, how his relationship with JD is going to go in the new season.
Oh, he's going to drop her.
Yeah,
I think she's going to
look at her and have guilt.
Exactly.
Poor thing.
But, no, you know, she's relentless.
She's going to become a little stalker. I think he's going to cut her off. And now, especially after this crazy season finale, mm-mm. and he just told his guy what happened, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Ben and Montgomery.
Oh, my goodness.
Who wants to go first?
Oh, I will. I love the budding friendship. I love their inspirational talk, or Ben's inspirational talk. Like,
in the beginning, before they got to the fire,
it's gonna
right?
it's
going to
be a good day today. And, like, basically telling him, like, listen, just you need to communicate. You need to tell him how you feel. Like, this is a good thing.
Yeah, like, don't act weird.
Yeah.
And I like, what did he say? I wrote it down. He said, it doesn't have to feel, wait, no. Is he a guy you want to share everything with?
Or is he not?
Or is he not?
It's so simple. It's so simple.
You know, I'm going to live my life like that from this
point forward. Like, you either do or you don't. You can't force feelings, y'all. You can't force feelings.
But not just that. Like, are you thinking, like, I want to share my life with this person? Yeah. Something great happens to you. Are you reaching out to this person first? Like, it's so simple. Exactly. We're the ones that just make it super complex.
Ben has the best advice. That's what I was like. Ben has the best vibe. He's super positive. But it's crazy because, like, they're bonding. And this is the thing about the show. You grow to love someone on the show. You bond just like we do, just like they do on the show. And then your heart is snatched out of your chest. So the fact that, like, they're bonding, they're, like, talking, and then all of a sudden, like, they're trying to save lives. And
And the fact that we see Grant in the beginning with mm-hmm. them shopping, and then Ben and Montgomery are talking about it, and he's basically saying, Ben says, just tell him, right? Just tell him that you love him.
Yeah, Montgomery's like, okay, cool, I'm good, I got this.
Fast forward to, I mean, we're going to get there, but fast forward to, are you crying?
No, actually, I have allergies. I'm not really
crying. I was like, oh, because I know I was about to cry too, but we're not going to go.
I got emotional, but I'm really not crying, though. I have allergies.
All right.
I mean, it's sad, but I'm not crying.
Finally, so do we want to jump forward to what happened to Montgomery, or do we want to kind of get?
Yeah,
should we?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm like, she took that bandaid.
There was
off.
An explosion.
That explosion with him and Ben, it puts Ben in a crazy predicament. And my whole thing is, they allowed us to get to know this really cute Molly character. Who, you know, young, is probably her first new job.
Mm, like an intern
or something. Yeah, she stood up to her boss, and she's really feeling, like, you know, powerful. And then those fools, they trampled her almost to death.
Down the steps. I've heard that happens.
Me too, but it's so sad. Like
crowds just stampeding. Yeah. Like, if you fall, they're not.
And she's little.
She's
and they
so
just kept going.
Little, and I'm like, no one? I mean.
No one's concerned. If you're worried about your life or helping someone in the middle of a crowd, like, people are.
Ruthless.
They're gonna keep going.
People are very ruthless. Yep. And it was very heartbreaking. But like you said, like, we get to know this young, sweet girl.
She's like, oh, you know, she's done all this. Oh, I should stay. And, you know, Maya convinces her, you know, go. Like, because she wants to see her mom. Yeah, like, so keep being a leader. Lead them down. And then, you know, Ben and Travis get caught in this explosion. And it's like a shard, I guess.
A shard of glass.
Right. It like it was right in his heart.
I mean, like, perfectly placed.
Like in his chest cavity.
Yeah.
That was like.
Why?
All right. So this is how we're starting it. Stacey and Shauna, this is what y'all doing?
Right. I was not prepared. Right. I was like, really?
So now you put Ben in a crazy predicament, because as he's kept bringing, he's trying to save Travis.
Dragging Travis down the
steps. All these stairs, and then he runs into Molly. So we already feel for Molly. You know we already love Travis, and Travis just found his love. So now you're going to make Ben choose between saving Travis and saving Molly.
But you know what? Honestly, when I first saw that little scene, I don't remember who said it. Maybe it was the chief, but if you have to choose between, like, we're going to save a firefighter
than, first.
Like, a civilian. So I'm feeling the.
But then they had the nerve to make Travis say that little speech, like, you're the surgeon, save her life. Whoa, like, Travis, stop.
Listen, I'm like, you're not in your right mind. Stop talking.
This one here was like, sorry, Molly, we're saving Travis.
I would have kept dragging we're gonna Travis pray for you. Past Molly. Yeah? I'm sorry. You'll be fine. You'll go quickly.
Hey, but it's protocol. I mean. We'll tell your mom you said hi.
Oh, my God.
But it is protocol to save a firefighter first.
Exactly. That's my friend.
So I mean, that's why is Ben going to know that as the newbie and rookie? Or is he going to listen to Travis because Travis is one of the ones that trained him?
How dare they do this?
They cannot kill Travis. They cannot kill Travis.
I mean, I just think it's...
I really don't see how he's going to survive, but, you know.
Okay, so Travis. So that's the first thing we were in shock about, that Travis might die and is basically dying. And then we are introduced to Pruitt calling Ryan and is basically like, I can't breathe. I think I need to go to the hospital. Come now.
Oh, gosh.
What has Pruitt been doing this whole time? He had an appointment.
He had a damn appointment.
Why are you at the station by yourself? What are you doing?
Because he's answering the phone.
Pruitt still wants to be the captain so bad.
Stop, Pruitt, take yourself
to
the hospital.
Bro, you had an appointment today. After they left, you should have left to go to your appointment. But he still has that captain mentality. He's like, I still have to hold it down for them.
For what?
Yep.
So yeah, so Ryan then, has to go try and save him.
Well, so I guess what he had done as well was he pushed back his appointment. Mm. So I guess he was trying to, because he was watching, you notice he was watching it on the TV.
Yeah.
So he pushed it, and then Miranda was the first to show up because he didn't make his appointment. And then Ryan shows up. And for him to be man down, I mean, you know, I know I've been predicting it all season, but to actually see it,
right. That was tough.
So he's not conscious. He's barely breathing.
Didn't have a pulse, right.
But then I thought it was a little weird that you have two, like, emergency responders, and none of y'all are like, call 911.
Exactly.
That's how I'm like, doctor, police officer.
And then,
let's just call.
Especially we know they're, what, only five blocks down from Grace.
Right. And then Ryan was like, oh, I have a alarm or whatever, a siren. Well, duh, you have a siren. That was, I don't know.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. Like, we gotta get it to slow. I'm like, okay.
Response time slow, okay?
But no, it's sad because, like, though we know he has the cancer, we know he's been sick this whole season, but to see him down like that,
I know.
That was the second thing that took me out. I'm like, what else can go wrong?
Yeah. Well, let's talk too soon. So then, let's just keep going. So then we have Jack.
Yo, I am upset.
Jack is trying to save the day for what?
Jack is trying to be a hero because him and Andy are no longer. Andy chose Ryan, so I think he has this whole complex like, I have nothing to live for anymore, so let me save my whole crew. I really think that's what he's feeling. Because I think if this would have never happened, Jack would have never reacted that way.
To sacrifice himself?
Yeah.
I just don't know what closing all the fire doors is going to... How's that supposed to help?
Listen.
He's trying
to... I was like, why are you getting off the elevator? So, like, what? What are you doing?
For what?
To close the...
To close the fire doors.
The building is already compromised.
Exactly. The whole floor
is on fire. So, I'm unsure. I'm unsure. Like, in life. Right. Closing the fire doors, that's a good thing, right? Because it keeps the fire back. Right. But, like, if the building's already compromised, it's been friggin'...
Explosions
everywhere.
Yeah,
Unless
it was going to bring the fire down, that's why he had to close.
And then when they were talking to each other from shaft to shaft, I was just like,
I'm just like,
Jack, don't you do it? You be that hero?
Could you jump? Could you throw?
I thought he was
going
to jump. Really? I thought he was going to jump.
What? And then he closed the doors.
And then she's trying to talk to him on the radio, and you don't hear him anymore. And I really think he's trying to be like the best captain, aka like he's like, you know what? Let me just be the best captain. Let me hold my team down. I really don't have anything to really live for.
I don't see how. I'm good. Because he mentioned the rest of the team. He's like, oh, we don't know where everyone else is. I'm trying to save them. How are you doing that?
Right. They can all be dead.
By putting yourself
in danger. Andy risked her job for you to come down in that freaking elevator.
You know, I was really expecting Andy to have some more emotion. I thought she was going to, in that moment, be like, oh, my God, but no, Jack, I love you.
Yeah, but she's messed up, personally, in her mind. She's messed up. I mean, right now she's with Ryan, right? So she thinks she loves Ryan,
Ryan is saving her father
we
right
don't
now.
Know.
So let's just recap a little bit where we are. So we have Pruitt, who's unconscious and barely breathing. We have Travis and Molly
dying
and Ben stuck in the middle. Mm-hmm. Then we have Jack going back to the fire and basically sacrificing himself. Mm-hmm. And if you think that that's not enough, okay, it's not enough clearly in Shondaland, then we have Maya. So let's talk about Maya and Vic and how dangerous that situation is because Maya can't hear.
Maya can't hear. She's not telling anybody that she can't hear.
And remember we talked about secrets? How the secrets in the fire, because there's so many secrets in the fire station, how it's going to be their downfall.
Right. You need to let your people know.
Exactly. Especially when you're saving lives and you have to save their lives and others. One can't hear. One's afraid of fire. So the fact that the two of them are together, and I just felt like it was irresponsible of Maya. Like, she did have Vic's back, but I thought this was a time to be like, and honestly, girl, I have ringing in my ears. So, you know, because now her life's in danger and all these people's lives because you can't hear anything. Yeah.
If it's just the two of them, like, y'all need to be able to communicate with each other.
Yeah. Like, girl, come on, Maya. Yeah. This is dangerous.
So it looked like she was doing the right thing by, like, hey, like you said, I've got your back. We'll go on the floor. There's no fire. But really, you're probably thinking, like, I can't hear anything. I'm going to be detrimental.
Ugh, Maya.
But Vic overcame her fear, y'all.
Yay,
Vic's
Victoria.
Over here blasting that water.
Well, she had to. She didn't really have a choice.
Right, because Maya can't hear anything.
That's good she stepped up, because before she would have, like, cowered, like, oh, my God, then freeze, you know? So.
And I feel like she kind of knew something was not right with Maya, like, the way she was looking at her.
Right.
And she kept calling her, and Maya couldn't hear her, so I think she's like, okay, Maya's not right.
Let's talk about Dearborn and her actions in the fire.
See, y'all, I'm so done with her.
I can't work with Dearborn. I can't work with Maya Lyon about her ear.
Dearborn jumping into the flames.
Right.
For no reason.
For no reason. And then putting other people's lives in danger because yes. now you got to go after this girl.
Yeah.
And what's sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, what's upsetting because she wants to be captain. So how can you try to be captain and you're leading your team into danger
into
like that?
Into danger.
And not just that, you're just going off on a tangent on your own. Like, where's the team in that?
Yeah.
She's like a child. She gets so excited. Like, she's like, oh my God, fire. And she just runs into it. And then she's hurt. How are you supposed to save anybody with a sprained ankle or whatever's wrong with you? I'm fine. Limping. What are you doing?
Just to win a competition. No, you cannot.
You can't.
Because God forbid this is a real fire. Now you're going to put everyone's lives in danger because you have a big ego.
Yeah. This is not a test.
She got to go. If one person can go, it can be Dearborn. Mm-hmm. Save everybody else. Sorry.
Let's talk about Andy and her defiance towards Chief Ripley.
Yo. Okay.
Andy.
First of all, just like how we've done with all everything else with the emotions, bringing us up and bringing us low, they bring us high up because she's doing really good. Chief is like, wow, I get to see you in a different light.
Right.
Yeah, you go, Andy. Well. And then Andy's like, I'll just take those keys.
When she snatched it out of his hand.
After he already told her no.
Yeah, and gave her a reason why.
Yes.
Good night, Andy.
Like, Andy, that's just proof. Like, you cannot be captain because... What he said, that's hard.
Hold this pen. Just hold this. So you're saying, la, 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 cheese. Like that. Snatched it.
And he's, as a chief, and he's then, like, no.
And then protocols. Turned and looked
at him like, yeah, I just did that.
Like you know what? When a bad child does something and they look at you like
yeah,
he
I
looked
did.
At her like, listen, I'm about to kick you.
He made the smart decision. First of all, that man they found lying in the smoke, he's dying. Right. Okay, there's no... Stop. And what he said, like, I need to save hundreds. If I need to sacrifice one person.
We're so cold-hearted. Like,
we're so cold.
That is the decision to make. Like, in this emergency situation, sometimes you can't save everybody. Yeah.
And that's the truth. And he's the chief. And when, the, like, the fact that she did that after he already seen her.
She
had, like, kudo points. And I felt like she was about to be captain. She snatched those keys. He looked at her like.
Lost all the
wait
points.
Till you get downstairs.
Yeah. And then he just went downstairs. He said, okay.
That was it.
He just left.
You die if you want to.
I'm dead. I'm dead with you.
Yeah, Andy. I'm done with you. Come on, girl.
I already didn't like you. I gave you a second chance. And
now I'm finished.
That was just pure disrespect.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
Pure disrespect.
Right, Sarah. Just, I can't with this season finale.
So, unconscious, two dying, possibly three, and then we have one that can't hear,
one
that's defiant.
Station 19 one is that's, all messed
one
up.
One that has just pure guilt, right? Because fresh. I feel like, okay, so let's, do we want to talk about anything else about this specific fire before we move forward?
Mm-mm. No. It was just a mess. I think we did. Because we've named everyone in their sticky situations.
Right.
So, basically, guys, this episode also left us not closed. No closure.
No closure whatsoever.
Like, just, okay, so this person might be dead, and this person might be dead, and this person also might be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And this person can't hear, and this person right here
might be fired.
Might be fired.
How do you do that?
And then fade to black.
It's done.
Done.
Catch you in the fall.
Catch you in the fall.
Stacey, how do y'all do that? Like, why would you guys do that to us?
Like
said, nothing was resolved. Like, not just one. Like, we literally don't know who will be alive, who will be fired, what will happen.
And like I said, I wrote you a letter, Stacey. I wrote part of it to you in the beginning. But don't worry, there's more. Let's go move on to some fire facts.
Ooh, yes.
Let's do it.
I love these fire facts.
I know. I think I'm learning so much. I hope you all are too.
Yes.
I wish the show was out when I... Because I had a friend who was a firefighter, and this was years ago. So I wish, like, I cared to ask him questions.
Questions, right? Yeah. But I feel like before watching the show... I would honestly think that I knew enough about fires.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because you grow up and your parents are like, fire, this. And
now,
like, exit plans and this and this and this. And I mean,
I know nothing.
Really.
No.
So, first fun fire fact is that spontaneous combustion is a real thing.
Ooh, I hear the fire.
Some fuel sources can generate their own heat.
You hear that?
I love that. Yes, Juliet, our amazing engineer.
I love that. They can generate their own heat by rotting, for example. Oh. So here is something super interesting. So pistachios have so much natural oil and are prone to heat-generating fat that the decomposition that they create can create fire. What? So the international, and I think it's Maritime Dangerous Goods Code, regards them as a dangerous item.
What? Pistachios. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Crazy, yeah. Right?
That's crazy.
And I like pistachios.
I love them.
Yeah.
So now I'm looking in a bag now, like thinking, oh, is this, how does
it's gonna blow up?
What? Can, yes, but it's a real thing.
Oh, wow.
And moving forward with that, fun fact too, haystacks, compost heaps, piles of old newspapers and magazines can burst into flame on their own.
Oh, no. I got to get rid of
all my magazines?
Yep.
I got to get rid of all my magazines.
Yep.
Because I'm a collector. Sure.
Yep. Because me as too. as they like decompose, that rotting creates a heat. Rotting creates a heat, and the heat can create a fire.
Y'all, throw all those magazines?
I mean, I'm going to tell you to recycle. If you haven't started recycling, start recycling. And don't keep, like, extra papers that are, like, newspapers or magazines anywhere near your house. And last one for this season. No one knows who invented the fire hydrant because its patent was destroyed in a fire.
I want to know you're going to say in a fire.
That's amazing. Crazy. That's crazy.
Did the person burn up in the fire? Like, I would be like, that was me.
Right. That is also true. Like, I invented it, y'all. Like.
Sarah's all in the back. Is the fire out? Yeah. You know that fire hydrant that put that fire out?
I did that.
That was
me. No, but that's true, though. Like, that's weird that there's no patent. Like, no one knows.
No one knows.
And this person didn't tell their family, their friends.
Right. I mean.
Wow.
Dang.
Well, thank you for the fire.
Yay. So let's move on to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
News and gossip. So, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Let's, like, what? There's so much.
Love it.
There's so much. So I'm not... Okay, so this first picture I love. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I ship these two, meaning love, and we see Captain Pruitt there, and we see Miller there. And I just think this is a really cute picture.
That is cute.
I love it.
You know?
Aww.
Like these two. Yeah. And then, you know, we look at that and we think, oh, you know, Pruitt, is he going to be back next season? Was that it? Is
he's
he dead?
Be back, at least in the first episode.
Well, let's...
Damn, Sarah!
And I love this picture for the season finale where we see all the firefighters. Aww. And we remember in this scene, this is the surprise for Ben. So how they all came together like celebrate Ben being the newbie and not the rookie anymore.
I love it.
And then the next one is really cute too.
Aww.
So here we have our firefighters from Station 19 in the finale. And they're suited up. They're in the elevator, which is quite appropriate for this episode.
Yes.
And then just looking to see who is going to survive. And then here we have Stacy with her girls. And I just love that they hang out together.
They're so beautiful.
I love it.
Right?
And Station 19 says this is their Women Crush Wednesday with all these beauties.
Oh.
And so the ABC had their upfronts this past week. And so they were all there. And you see your Grey's Anatomy friends, right?
Yes.
And then we see how he... It's almost like he's photobombing, no?
Right. It looks like it.
Yeah, I love it. Because he probably thinks, oh my God, this is a legend. Because he's a great actor.
Yeah.
And we work right next door to each other.
Yes. Yes. And we're at the upfronts. We're all one big, happy Shondaland family over there on ABC. Until she leaves.
Right. Oh, I know. That's heartbreaking.
Man.
Shauna said, forget y'all.
Go ahead, Netflix. Go ahead. Okay. Now, this is the big part. Predictions. So this is going to be like our biggest predictions because it's the season finale. Now, we had an event that stirred us and shook us to the core.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have a lot to deal with. So.
Nikia.
Okay. Let me take a sip of my wine. Okay. I don't think that. I think the people that we don't expect to die are gonna die. Molly's gonna die. Dearborn's gonna die.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think like those are gonna be the ones to die. I don't think. I hope Travis is not dying. I do think that Ben is going to actually pick Travis because I know, like, he looks like he wants to do the right thing, but I know that you got to pick your firefighter buddies first, exactly. And that's the protocol. So I think he is going to actually pick Travis first, mm-hmm. And I think they're going to use Molly's whistle to whistle someone, and someone's going to hear them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay.
I do. I think, like, someone's going to hear them, and they're going to all be saved. I do think Andy's job is going to be in jeopardy. She is crazy. I don't think she's going to get the captain position. I don't think he's going to die. I think we're going to see him again, because with him, that brings Miranda on the show. So, mm-hmm. Not saying that she can't be on the show, but it kind of brings her in there. But, yeah, I think Dearborn and Molly are going to be the ones that we're going to say bye-bye to.
Okay. Yes, I second that. I definitely think Warren is going to pick Travis. When he gave this little look at the end where he was like, "Ooh, I can't let you die." And like, sorry, Molly.
sorry, yeah, Molly.
Travis. Ruthless. I think he's going to pick Travis for sure. If anyone, I don't know how Jack is going to survive, but obviously Jack has to survive. I don't know what's happening, but he is. And I think that Maya is going to...
I forgot about Jack.
She's going to figure out her ear situation. Like, that is a problem. I don't know if that's going to be a permanent thing. I think it's going to affect her in the future, for sure.
Did you want to say something
about
Jack?
I'm sick right now. I forgot all about Jack.
I don't know how you could.
I don't think Jack's going to die.
Jack,
unless, like, the
actor
who plays Jack is
dying.
Leaving the show, I don't think that he's going to die.
They can't,
I think,
kill Jack.
She hears the explosion, but I think that he finds another way out from one of those fire doors.
Right.
Like, the way I feel like this is going to go, you see how everyone's on these different floors and different planes? I feel like everyone's going to reconnect with each other, and they're going to reconnect with Miller in the elevator. Like, that, I just see everyone just coming down except for Molly.
Molly's not. She's dying.
Sorry, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that your predictions are what you want to happen.
Literally.
Like, she's like, nope, Molly, sorry, Molly. And if you're listening to our podcast, she has her hand up and everything. I am going to play the devil's advocate a little bit. I think that, like I said from the beginning, that I think that Pruitt is going to die. I think that, yeah, we might see him in the first few episodes, but he will be in Gray's...
Dying.
And that's going to really mess up Andy, because I think Andy is definitely out of the running for captain
100%.
Now.
100%.
Yeah. And so between losing captain and losing her dad, she's just going to be a train wreck. And I think that train wreck is going to manifest itself in ways that we didn't see this season. Mm. Travis and versus Molly.
I think
I know you guys think that Molly's going to be the one that's going to die. And the reason why I think that they may also kill Travis is because the way they built up the relationship with Grant and how he didn't get to tell him that he loved him, and that they talked about how he hasn't felt like this for anyone since his husband passed.
Exactly why he should stay alive.
You're right, because Miller got to tell Jack.
Exactly.
And that's why I can see Jack living
exactly.
Not Travis!
Right, so all these closing pieces. Okay, so Jack. Mm-hmm. I don't think Jack's going to die. What I do think is we saw that last scene where Andy cut to, like, calling or radioing, like, Jack, and she's like, I'm heading down. She looks
up. She's going to go find him.
She's going to go up and find him.
All right, yes! Andy, go get your man,
that's
Andy.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what she's going to do. And I kind of want to agree with you. I think that because Miller's still in that elevator with that random, they're going to at some point have their radios, and maybe he'll go up in the elevator and get both Jack and Andy down.
And
Yeah. Okay. So those are my predictions.
I like that. Okay.
Guys,
okay.
Like, my heart is beating.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to miss you guys for all these months till we have to wait. And I'm going to rewatch all these shows.
Yeah.
And guys, if you want to keep the conversation going, if you guys just have any comments, if you want to like on our iTunes, subscribe on our iTunes, and even on YouTube, please keep interacting with us. We love hearing from our fans, and I know it's a new show, so you can binge it now, and then you can binge us.
Yeah.
I'm Linda Antwi. You can find me all across social media at Linda Is So Girly.
And I'm Sarah Lyons. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lyoness, Lyoness with a Y.
And I'm Nakia Monet. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll
Bye.
See you next season.
Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dang you, Stacey!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.